sinking in on a small lake.
A rowboat.
What would you call one with a flat bottom?
A flat bottom boat.
Do you have any other names for rowboats?
No, just fishing boats, I guess.
If the child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says,
"Here are your clothes."
If someone thanks you for a ride in town, you might say, "Don't mention it. We
are going anyway."
What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Oh, an apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a
writing pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
Sometimes, between your coat and shirt, you wear a... It might be made of the same material as the coat and pants of a suit.
Or a jacket.
Vest.
That's a vest.
A suit consists of a coat, vest, and...
trousers or pants, slacks.
What do you wear when working around a barn or a shop?
Overalls.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you. He would say, "Here I've
brought your coat."
Suppose you had come from work and your wife or husband said about a package lying there, "The delivery boy from Jones's store
brought your coat."
If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, "Please."
Please bring it here.
That coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy
a new suit.
If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulge.
This shirt isn't sanforized. I hope it won't
shrink.
The one I washed yesterday
shrank.
Lately, it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
Something you would carry your money in is a
billfold, a pocketbook.
If it was small and had a clasp on it for carrying coins, you would call it
a change purse.
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed?
Spread.
What would you call just a fancy top cover?
That's a coverlet.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of